negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped on Thursday. Agricultural producers are more optimistic about future economic conditions than current ones, by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of January. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Thursday, capped by pressure from lean hogs and the lack of cash direction. Perhaps there is also some hesitation over what Friday's monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates could say about feed prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 9 cents higher across the front half of the board to an average of 19 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were steady to firm on moderate to fairly good demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 46 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $209.96 a hundredweight. Select was 15 cents higher at $206.68. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally mixed to a penny lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 4 cents lower. Here's a sampling of auction trends from weekly Thursday sales available at press time. Feeder steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds were selling $1 to $2 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, based on the preliminary report. Steers weighing 750 to 900 pounds were selling $2 to $3 lower. Feeder heifers were trading mostly $1 to $2 higher. There are an estimated 5,000 head on offer. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $6 to $11 higher, up to $16 higher at 600 to 650 pounds, steady to $5 higher at 650 to 750 pounds, but $1 to $5 lower at 750 to 850 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher, with instances of up to $14 higher. Feeder heifers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher. There are 3,798 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,984 head. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds traded $5 lower. Heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds traded mostly steady to a dollar higher. Finally, steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher at Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa compared to Monday's Western Iowa preconditioned sale. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold mostly $1 to $3 higher. There are 2,198 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices posted another day of strong gains Thursday, led by tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 211 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 21 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 74 points. Agricultural producer sentiment declined in December, driven by the outlook for current economic conditions, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Specifically, the overall index declined 3 points from November to a reading of 150, while the index of current conditions, one of the sub-indexes, declined 12 points to a reading of 141. Conversely, the index of future expectations increased 2 points to a reading of 155. James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, explains, "These results are indicative of the variability in economic conditions on U.S. farm operations, with some farms performing better than expected and others worse than expected." The Ag Economy Barometer is based on a mid-month survey of 400 U.S. crop and livestock producers. Producers were asked whether their farm's 2019 financial performance was better than expected, as expected, or worse than their initial budget projections. Just over half, 52%, said their initial projections matched their farm's financial performance, 30% said it was worse, and 19% said it was better than expected. To better assess the level of financial stress among U.S. farms, November, and December surveys asked producers whether they expected their farm's 2020 operating loan to be larger, about the same, or smaller than in 2019. Approximately 1 out of 5 respondents in the 2 surveys expected to have a larger operating loan in 2020 compared to 2019. Of those, 3 out of 10 indicated the reason was unpaid operating debt from 2019. According to Mintert, carrying over unpaid operating debt from year to year is an indicator of financial stress, and these results suggest that about 6% of farms surveyed for the Ag Barometer in late 2019 were experiencing financial stress. Producers remain relatively optimistic about the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China being resolved soon and to the benefit of U.S. agriculture. In December, 54% of respondents stated that they expected a resolution soon, which was 3% less than the previous month, but the second most positive response since last March. The percentage of producers who expect a favorable outcome to U.S. agriculture declined 8 points to 72%. Since the question was first posed in March of last year, more than 70% of respondents have, on average, indicated they expect a favorable outcome to the trade dispute for U.S. agriculture. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.